We're live on Jaguars.com inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush Mazda. We're ready to bring in the general manager of the Jaguars, Dave Caldwell, joins us live from San Jose. Hey, first of all, thanks for being here. A little different environment, right?
Oh, it's great. It's back to the college environment, and it's a good team-building week for our team, and get some good camaraderie with our coaches and our players.
Is there concern with the status of Maurice Jones-Drew this week for
you? I wouldn't call it concern. I think we're just being cautious with it today and tomorrow and see where he's at, and he seems like he's moving around okay on the field today, and we'll see where we're at tomorrow.
I have some Twitter questions.
The Twitter questions are great.
We're going live today, so we're winging it.
Let's go live.
What are you most looking forward to coming over to London next month? And that question is from London.
To just get ourselves entrenched in the community there in London. And, you know, it's going to be another great, you know, building session for our team, our young guys, to be over there overseas for a week. And, you know, and just it's going to be a good team building session for us.
Now, sort of a side note, how much has this trip helped to sort of prepare for that experience?
This has been a great dry run for us. I want to say we brought over 19,000 pounds of equipment, and London will be about the same. We've already shipped a lot of stuff over there, things that we know we'd already need, like Gatorade and water and some practice equipment that we'll need on practice.
Now, this comes from Uncle Chaps, a nice Bold City Brigade guy.
Go Brigade.
And it's a little bit loaded. Have you watched many Clemson, UCLA, or Louisville games this year? Not sure what they're getting at there.
Have I watched? I've watched a few.
Okay.
I've watched a few, about equal to as much as the rest of the NCAA Division I. So I've been able to do some good scouting out here in California last week.
And at this point, that's really what you're doing, isn't it? Is it specific guys yet? You're doing the overview.
Yeah, we're doing the overview and, you know, doing some school visits out here. I was able to hit Fresno State, Cal, Ohio State game on Saturday, saw Stanford, and saw San Jose practice yesterday.
Okay, final Twitter question. How do you feel at this point about the plan you and Gus have in place to make the Jaguars a contender in the AFC? And what's next?
Next is just for us, it's just continuous improvement. And you just see little things like us bringing in Jamel Fleming yesterday and, you know, the impact he had on practice. I think he had two interceptions in practice yesterday. And little things like that where we can get better from the bottom up. And those are going to be guys that are going to provide great competition for our whole team. And it's going to be a good, steady build where we're in this for sustainability and for the long term. And I know in the NFL it's a week-to-week you know, approach, but for us it's more than that. It's starting laying the foundation, which we have with a great coaching staff and a good bunch of guys, and then we're just getting better on a daily basis.
JP, my Twitter hat's off. Back to you as the pro here.
Thank you. 0-2 start. The team had some struggles the first week against Kansas City on the line, certainly last week as well. How do you balance being frustrated with that with looking ahead for the future?
You know, it's not frustration. It's, you know, we turned over about 20% of this roster the first week of training camp. We've had some injuries, too. So you're talking about 25% of our roster that we knew going into our first quarter of the season was going to be a difficult challenge for our guys, on top of, you know, some difficult opponents in Kansas City and then coming out west for the first time with a young team. So we're looking at the positives, and there are some good things we could take away from it. You know, going into this week, we could have potentially our sixth rookie starting for the year and Scooter McCray. And that's great, valuable experience for these guys, not for just this week, but for the end of this year when they're going to be called upon, and for years to come, that these young guys are getting valuable experience.
General Manager Dave Caldwell is with us live on Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush Mazda. We're at San Jose State University. You might have heard there was a big trade in the league yesterday, Dave, and it brings a new player into the division. You'll see Trent Richardson next week. Your thoughts about the deal?
Very good player. It seems like it was a win-win for both clubs. And, you know, every club's different, and they have their own, you know, their own goals and their own expectations. And every club, they probably both feel good about the trade, and they both probably should, very well should. So, fortunate for Indianapolis, they got a good player, and, you know, we're going to have to face them twice a year.
What do you expect the rest of the week here in San Jose, and is this team going to be ready for Seattle?
I think they're going to be ready. You know, we had a great day of practice yesterday. Today's another good day of practice, and coach and the coaching staff, I feel, has a good plan in place, and, you know, we're just going to take it day by day and continue to get better in the practice field.
Dave, we appreciate your time, and thanks for coming up on the roof.
Thanks for having me. This is great. Look at this out here in California. But we miss Jacksonville, and we're ready to get back home and into the community of Jacksonville.
General Manager Dave Caldwell joining us on Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush Mazda.